Blog Talk Radio.
When the days are cold and the cards all fold and the saints we see are all made of gold. When your dreams all fail and the wounds we heal are the worst of all and the blood runs stale. I wanna hide the truth, I wanna shelter you, but with the beast inside, there's nowhere we can hide. No matter what we breed, we still are made of greed. This is my kingdom come.
Hey guys. So, what is that noise? Sorry about that. I didn't realize this song had that ending on there. Duty, I'm waiting on you to call in so I can. I had this awesome dream, guys, and I'm going to share it.
I believe it was definitely from God. It's just there's so much to it, and I need everyone's help with some interpretation. So, Carter, you have to at least say hi to everyone. So, yeah.
Katie's got a lot of dream to share.
Yeah. I already shared it with Carter, and, yeah, anyways. So, Judy will call in 2 minutes. So, until then, I will take
213.
Oh. Hey, how are you?
Hey, how are you?
Not bad for a Sunday night. I am
good.
Good. I am just listening on a Sunday night, but I wanted to make a quick comment on something that I had noticed. I know that nobody here follows YouTube. But what I have been noticed, what I noticed on YouTube was something that really gave me pause today. And I have to really, I haven't figured out quite where I am. And I've spoken to God on it, and I'm still, you know, I always ask him way too many times if I get it all muddled. But anyway, what people are saying, what I heard people saying is that there's not going to be a rapture in 2014 or in 2015. Nothing is going to happen. And if we are raptured a week before, then I'm like, well, how does that work? You know? I've been hearing
Well, first of all, we are in 2013 still, according to the Lord, so hope that clears some things up.
I understand that my Lord is the master of time. But I've been hearing a lot of talk that really sounds like tribute talk, you know? It sounds like that, and I guess it has me a little bit concerned about where we are here. And I am not prophetic. And so anybody's insight, anybody who really has this, what you call the sight, whatever they want to bring through the Holy Spirit to this conversation, I'm sure I'm not the only one who noticed that.
Right.
And I'm not going to name channels, obviously, but I'm not the only one who noticed, and anything that could be said here might be helpful to someone else.
Right. I agree. I mean, I saw that video, too, right when it came out, and, you know, obviously I really respect Donna, and I know she hears from the Lord, so I wouldn't put it past her that she heard the Lord say that to her, you know. We are in 2013, and you know, I believe Donna hears from the Holy Spirit, and I know it confuses people, and God's not a God of confusion, so you just have to believe that this really is when the time that he's coming, and that it is 2013, and now people are like, well, that just doesn't make any sense. Well, it doesn't. It really doesn't make much sense, but, you know, God's time is different than ours, you know, so I wasn't the only one that was told 2013, and so if I was the only one, it would be kind of weird, but a lot of people were told that. So we know this is the season, and I know it's kind of disheartening when you hear a video like that, but you just have to go with what the Holy Spirit's telling you personally and stick to that, you know. So I hope that helps.
Well, you know, it does, except, you know, and I didn't want to name channels, you know, and I really don't, because the channel that you heard was not the only one coming from the same direction. There were many. I have a broad range of folks that I listen to. And I hear a number of voices saying the same thing. Listen, I'm not sure what I'm listening for, too, but, and I get the thing about time, and I get it, like no one would believe that I get it, but I get it.
You have to keep in mind that Satan wants to still confuse us, you know. He still has his ways of making us feel like, oh, maybe this isn't it, maybe this really isn't it, you know. And he can trick us even through our brothers and sisters. I mean, we're still not there yet. We're almost there, but we just, that's why it's kind of bumpy right now. It's definitely not easy to just hang on to this message because of the way it looks right now. But, I mean, it, you know, I really feel like Satan wants us to feel this way. He wants us to feel like this isn't it, you know. This is it. So I love serving of God. So, you know, I don't know why she all of a sudden said that, you know. I don't know, because she seemed like she knew the Lord was coming now, and now it's kind of like, oh, no, he's not. Well, he's not coming a year from now. I know that. So he's coming now.
Well, you know what? I believe that all prophetic words are prophetic words, and I believe every prophetic word, and I'm not going to discount anyone's conversation with God. I can't do that. And I respect and try to embrace all of these. But these are really ironic juxtaposition to hold.
Right. Well, I'm going to take another caller right now. Thank you so much for calling in. And I understand you want to be encouraged. And we just truly believe that the Lord is coming 2013, despite what other people say. You know, we don't rely on other people. We rely on God and what he's shown us. And we don't have all the answers. We're just like, we don't know everything. We just listen to the master. We don't try to make sense of everything, because if we did, we'd drive ourselves crazy. So it is what it is, I guess. And Judy, do you have anything you want to say?
I want to hear about your amazing dream.
Okay. Yeah, I had this amazing dream.
Everybody, just so you know, you guys, there's a ton of people on YouTube saying a lot of things. It's best to listen to God, and that's all. I'm going to leave it at that. So go for it, Katie.
Okay. Okay, so this dream had a lot of different parts to it, and it was very prophetic, because before I fell asleep, I was praying for God to give me a dream. So, I had this dream, and it started off where, I don't actually remember where it started off, but I know that I was with a group of friends, and we were walking around, and it was like I had ridden with my friends to this, we were going to a football game, but before the game, we were just all walking around and stuff, and, I noticed that a lot of people looked like they had been punched in the eye or something. It was like they all had this disfiguration. Judy, I put some more pieces to the puzzle together as I was talking about it to Carter earlier. So I saw that
great.
They had all this disfiguration all on their faces. It was really weird. Well, in my spirit, I was like, I got to get out of here. This is weird. So I got to leave. So I left. And somehow I was making my way out of this forest, and it was like I went on a detour. And this man was like, you're going the wrong way. And I was like, I saw myself stepping through this, like, thick mud. And I was like, he was like, are you sure you want to go this way? And I was like, yeah. And then I realized, I was still going the wrong way, but I kept going. And then I realized I was inside of this, like, bus, like, construction automobile thing. I don't know. Anyway, so in order to steer the automobile, I had to, like, flick this button forward and keep it straight. And for some reason, I knew in my spirit I had done this before already. And the guy was giving me instructions and said I had done it wrong the last time, that I was doing too much work, and this time I just needed to press the button and let it do all the work itself, basically. So then It flashed to these different clips of movies or, like, something. I don't remember all of them, but the ones I remember, the girl, Jessica Parker from Sex and the City, she went into this forest and there was this big egg laying in the forest, and she, like, put this sacrifice down by the egg. She was with some other lady. I don't know. Then I had another vision, the lady from the Hunger Games, the blue-haired lady, Effie. I looked up her role on the internet, which, I mean, I've seen the Hunger Games, so even though Effie tries to encourage the tributes to be happy about their participation in the game, you know, she's doing it all in vain, basically. So then I... let's see. Okay, so then I had that. Then I can't really remember what order this was in, so this could be way out of order. Then I had this scene where I was watching all my friends. They were wearing these white fancy dresses, and they were walking down the spiral staircase. They were, like, going down, and they had all these balloons tied to the, like, hanging off their dresses, like, on a string, like, these balloons. And there was, like, a name tag, and their names were written on the name tag by the balloons. And then on top of their dresses, they had this massive duct tape, and they were all holding their dresses, and they looked really awkward. So then Carter had a cool interpretation, which was basically saying these girls were being represented falsely, like they're not true brides. And I thought that was a good interpretation. And then, Judy, you said the duct tape represented bondage. And I thought of another symbolic thing. You know, these girls were being presented in alphabetical order. For some reason, I knew that. And first girl that was presented, she claims to be an atheist. And she, the staircase is going down and they're walking down the staircase, you know. It almost symbolized deception, you know. And then I looked down and I noticed that I had a dress too, but my dress didn't have balloons on it. My dress only had strings on it. For some reason, my dress had my friend Lauren's name on it and her balloons, and her dress had balloons on it, I think. But anyway, so at the end of my dream, the Lord or the Holy Spirit or something said, the balloon is about to pop. The balloon is about to pop. And then I woke up, and then I heard a balloon pop in my room. And it was obviously strange because when I heard that balloon, I had already forgotten, you know, the balloons were on these girls' dresses. Now, Judy said the balloon probably represents us. We're about to pop. We're about to poof. We're about to leave. But I didn't know, Judy, if the balloons had to do with these dresses because these girls had these dresses on. And my dress didn't have balloons, but the other dresses did. So what do you think, G? Judy? Okay.
I had my phone on mute because I'm making pancakes for Little John while I'm listening.
Oh, it's okay.
Yeah, well, we told you what we thought. This is wonderful.
Yeah.
Well, you can go ahead and share what Little John and I thought. But you got more depth and meaning, too, yourself, and Carter did, too.
Well, that's all I know. I didn't know if you thought maybe the balloons had to do something else with the dresses. I mean, I would love it if it just meant we were about to poof. That sounds great to me.
Yeah, I didn't get much more, but, you know, God is speaking. He's speaking through dreams. It's exciting. We're definitely in the last days, And today, in fact. So this is exciting.
Right. Oh, and then my confirmation to this game, when I saw the Hunger Games lady, Effie, I got on the computer, and the first thing I saw was the games, a word from the Lord, the games. Yeah. There were some other parts of the dream, but I'm not going to share them because I don't think they're much relevant to anyone on the radio show. But, yeah. So, yeah, I heard this balloon that popped in my room, and it was pretty cool.
Yeah, tell people you actually heard it pop, like physically.
Yeah, I physically heard the balloon pop in my room once I woke up. After, in my dream, I heard the balloon is about to pop, then I woke up and the balloon popped. Like, I heard the balloon pop. Pretty cool.
Yep. Way cool. That's how we're going to go, in a pop, in a blink.
Yeah. I mean, it really is, yeah. And a balloon's the perfect representation, you know, because they float away. It just
float
away.
Yeah, that's true.
But, yeah, so I have other people on the radio show, but, Judy, do you want to share anything? Or?
Let's see. Well, I'm going to be listening. I really want to encourage brides to call in. I want to keep the focus of this service. I'm just going to state the purpose of this show again. It's not to call in and debate what other YouTubers are saying, really. It's about, here's what it's for. The bride to call in and share this beautiful love relationship you have with the Lord. This is your time to show off God and God to show you off. And we're, you know, this could be our last show. I mean, God tells us he's coming today to blink us out of here. And we want to hear. We want to hear how God's serenading you and loving you and what he's doing in your life. And we really want to hear it, even if it was 20 years ago. And it doesn't have to do anything with the rapture. It just has to do with your relationship with the Lord. If it has to do with the rapture, great. But God wanted to showcase his bride. He told me many people have been shut up in the traditional church. And it's made him very sad because he said, my people have a lot to say about me. And he told me that the RCC, the Rapture-Centric Church, is a church of leaders, and we're about to leave, but how blessed are we that he's the pastor of this church and that he has things to say. And, you know, we just welcome you, Lord. We welcome you, Jesus, to say whatever you want to say today during this service. We love you, God. We thank you. We thank you that you're coming to get us, Lord. We thank you that we'll understand it all in the blink of an eye. But for now, we believe by faith all the revelations you've given us, Lord. And we love you and we worship you and we thank you that the world calls us crazy, but you call us blessed for believing. And thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. And I just want to say, I believe it's 2013 because that's what God told a little prophet boy, my son. I believe it's 2013. I believe the rapture is today. And that's what makes you rapture-centric and a little crazy, because God tells you things that don't make sense to the world's eyes. But to us, it makes perfect sense because he never stops talking. He continually tells us what he's up to. And even most of the pieces make sense, you know, but the 5 to 10% aren't going to make me walk out on God, you know. And don't let that 5 or 10% that you don't understand, you know, get you offended at God. Just work with him because he will reward and honor your faith. So that's my little rant. And I'm just looking forward to hearing people call. And Katie, thank you so much for sharing that dream. It really got me excited this morning.
Awesome. Yeah, you're welcome.
And also, do you have any news before we bring callers on? I don't know where Luca is.
I have a lot of news, actually. Sent most people.
If you could give us
today.
The news the way that you do it so beautifully, it'd be nice to hear the news through the prophetic voice of Katie, because you do it so well.
Oh, well, thank you. Yeah, we have a lot of news today. We had Iran telling the European Union Ashton's nuclear deal is possible in the next 4 months.
The quote from the article was, "We can do it in 4 months and even shorter." So that was the big news. There was a, I think, 4.7 or something like that earthquake that rocked Cuba and was felt in Florida today. Obama called 6 world leaders on Ukraine crisis. And then Obama's on his weekend vacation, of course, now. There's still stuff in the region of Crimea. There's U.S. warships in the Black Sea. The U.S. is ramping military in Crimea. India is now siding with Russia over Ukraine crisis. The Russians' backlash is to cut off natural gas pipelines. Okay, and then I thought this was pretty crazy. In Turkey, YouTube and Facebook could be banned. Also, the U.S. is sending special forces to train Iraqi forces. Kerry urges U.S. envoys to make climate change a priority. I guess this is just another way to get money. And, yeah, so those were, like, the major things that I came across. And then, of course, there's some more that just came out. Let's see. Well, there was a 3.7 earthquake that hit Kenai Peninsula today, and then Burma earthquake today. I don't know where that is, but it was a pretty massive earthquake there, 5.1. So, yeah, you know, just a lot of diversity in the earthquakes and stuff going on like that. Of course, now we know that Netanyahu is still said any peace deal with the Palestinians would take at least another year to negotiate. This article came out today, which is not accurate because they actually came out and said, well, this article is saying Prime Minister Kerry framework agreement is an American document of American positions, while Abbas category rejects recognizing Israel as a Jewish state. Israeli Prime Minister said any peace deal with the Palestinians should take at least another year to negotiate, should both sides accept U.S. proposed principles to keep talking. But they also said that they don't need to recognize Israel as a Jewish state to go on with the peace agreement. So they're still going to sign it regardless. So let's see if there's anything else. I don't know what this is about. Netanyahu pushing White House for Pollard's release, something about a prison. That doesn't have much to do with it. I thought this was interesting. Hollywood banned the movie Noah in the Arab world. I thought that was crazy. So, yeah, that's about it. And I'm going to take some callers on the line. We have 413 and 973. Well, 413, actually. Actually, wait, I already called. I think I talked to you already. 973, is that right?
Yeah, that's me, sweetie. How are you doing?
Good, how are you?
It's Pat. How you doing, loves?
Hey, Pat. I'm doing good.
Hi, loves. Yeah, good, good. I love your dream. That was great. Boy.
I know.
I can't imagine how you felt when you heard the balloon pop. That must have been like, whoa.
I know.
Ooh, freaky.
Yeah, freaky.
Wow, that was awesome. Yeah, that was awesome, to say the least. Wow.
Do you have any interpretations?
What you said sounded great. Like, you know, getting ready to pop, to go. We're all biting at the bit here, you know. So it's like,
right. We're
ready. Time to
fly.
Hey, you want to attach 1,000 balloons to me? I'll go up.
Exactly.
Do you know, I saw a video with a guy, he was in a lawn chair, and he had all these balloons, just like you buy, and he had enough that he went up in the air probably 30 feet. I'm serious. He had a great time. I don't know how he got down. I guess he broke them, but They do work.
Yeah.
Oh. Oh, that was very good. That was excellent.
I haven't
had dreams or anything. Nah, I usually just read my He and I to you guys and maybe a prayer here and there. I'm not good at singing. I think Stacy said she was going to sing for us, you know, or Sherry, one of the others, we're gonna sing. Because I have this raspy voice, so I just can't. Must be allergies or something. but I love listening. I just love hearing. Let's pray that, Lord Jesus, just have, you know, give people the grace to call in and share their stories with us, you know, people who haven't, and not be afraid because, you know, we want to hear. And it builds up everybody, you know. And we're a family, and they're going to feel, anybody calls in, all they're going to do is feel the love. They're going to feel his love through us, you know. So call in.
626, cool. Do you want to share?
I'm, like, at the store right now, but the only thing that I need is, can we pray for Stacy right now? She's having a really hard time at home, and she is really in need of prayer. So that's what I got to ask for right now.
Oh, wow.
What did she say, Pat?
Stacy's having a hard time at home or something? Need to pray for her? I don't know what's going on.
Good.
Doesn't she have some kids? Stacy has kids, right?
Oh, wow.
Okay, Lord Jesus, we just lift Stacy up to you, you know, and just comfort her and give her inspiration what to do to get through whatever she's getting through, because we've all been there. So let's pray Stacy calls in, and we can pray with her, pray for her. Stacy, you listening, honey? Pick up the phone and call in, baby, you know, because you got a loving family here who will, you know, take it to the Lord with you. You know, I know what I went through yesterday. I went through pure hell yesterday with my daughter going into emergency and everything else and breaking up with her boyfriend and, you know, just terrible stuff. She almost died from a cigarette attack. She thinks she was poisoned. So, I mean, I know I can identify. You know, basically my life is pretty peaceful and I'm in the presence of the Lord, but these crazy things just slap you in the face. Bingo, just like that. You know, so I know. Mm-hmm. So if Stacy, if you're listening, sweetie, you call in and family will pray with you. You know, that's what we're here for. Don't be alone in anything because you don't have to be. You know, we're all here, every one of us, for you, you know, to help you out. At least just listen to you, sweetie. So call in.
814.
Hey, guys, that's just me, Chris.
Hi, honey.
Hey, Chris.
How you guys doing?
Okay.
How's it going?
Not bad. I'm still a little hungover from last night.
Oh, you had quite a night. That was beautiful.
Yeah.
Wow, that was powerful.
I'm telling you, I want to move all you guys down here and we can all just have a revival in this town. Just boom.
Amen. You get good practice. Oh, that's cute. Yeah, hey.
One of my best friends has a key to the IHOP. We have unlimited access.
Wow, beautiful. 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 Beautiful.
So let's see if we got any more callers. We got 580.
Hi, you guys. It's Michelle.
Hi, Michelle. How are you?
Michelle. Hi, doing pretty good. I just had a story of how God has worked in my life that I'd like to share.
Oh, great. Sure.
Okay, it was this past fall, and I was going through a time where I felt like God was mad at me, and I felt like I could somehow fall out of his grace. I mean, I know that sounds crazy, but I was having doubt. And this went on for about maybe 2 weeks. And the Lord decided to give me a dream. And so in the dream, it's like I was preparing for an interview. I was being judged. I had that sense. Even my boss was there. And in the dream, I felt totally unprepared. I was not dressed to be for this interview. Well, all of a sudden, it was my turn to be interviewed. And then right after that point, it's like I was coming up out of the bath water. I was completely immersed in bath water, and I was coming up out of it. And then after I came out of the bathwater, it's like the trial was over, the interview was over, and then I woke up. So what I took from that dream was that by being baptized in the Spirit, it's like that took care of all the all my sins, all my wrongdoings, and that's what makes me good in God's graces.
Wow.
Right.
That's beautiful.
There's nothing
wow.
you can do to impress God, yeah. I mean, you can. Faith can, but your sin is just part of us being human, so.
Yep.
Yeah.
Well, this,
thank you for sharing.
This goes along with that, Michelle, and, you know, I thought I didn't bother saying anything about this because I got a word from God about this, but I didn't bother saying anything because I thought Judy's last video pretty much covered it and I didn't want to be redundant, but God is making it perfectly clear to me, and I guess I need to, I don't know if it's just you or if there's other people that are listening that need to hear this, but God wants to, you know, the word I got last night from someone that completely has nothing to do with the RCC group or knows anything about us or anything. You know, the word I got from God through him was clarification to me that I guess, you know, I'm hearing so much more about it now, it needs to be passed on. God doesn't care about our mistakes or our sins or our flaws or our failures or what other people are saying about us. God cares about our love and faith for him. Bottom line, that is it. As long as we believe in him and do what we believe he is telling us to do, then he is happy with us, and we don't need to worry about anything else. You know, and that needs to be made clear to everyone that is listening to this show or will be listening to this show. God wants your love. God wants your peace. Yes, he wants you to stop sinning, but he's not going to condemn you and hate you. You're not going to lose your love for not sinning. And we are under, thanks to the grace of God and the blood of the Lamb, we are under a complete forgiveness at all times. That's why I don't even bother praying for forgiveness anymore. When I sin, I have I do pretty good at not sinning willfully, but I have a sinful thought, you know, and I have to stop it at a thought. And when I do that, I don't even pray anymore. I used to pray, oh, Lord, please forgive me for that. I'm sorry that, you know, I looked at that girl lustfully. Or, Lord, I'm sorry that I, you know, I thought about that person mean. You know, Lord, forgive me. I don't do that anymore. I thank him for his forgiveness now. I don't even bother asking for it. I say, thank you for forgiving me for that, Lord. Thank you for giving your son on the cross so I can not be punished for that thought I just had. Thank you, God, for that. You know,
well,
and that's what we need
to
remember. And we all need to just get past all this keeping God happy, blah, 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 what everybody else says and thinks and does. You know, I've seen enough videos of it, you know, that people have put the word out there, but God's putting it on my heart that some people are not getting it. You know, some people are not getting it through to them. You know, God is happy with our love for him. That's it, bottom line. You know, we were created to be his companion, to walk with him as Adam walked with him in the garden. And that is what he wants from us. And everything else is the reason he gave his son on the cross for us. So it's dead and gone. The sin died on the cross. We don't have to worry about it. I'll leave it at that because I won't get going into a rant. But
thank you, Chris.
Yeah,
that was great. Thank you. Powerful.
Yes.
All right, so everyone's on the line, so if you have something you want to share, go for it.
I just want to say, Chris, thank you, because that needs to be said over and over and over again, because people still think that God is somehow disappointed in them, somehow holding their sin against them, and what it is it's keeping them from him. It's keeping them in shame, and so that they're not having a real relationship with God. and that it's superficial. See, and that's not what gets you taken. There's no superficial relationship in heaven with your Creator. I mean in terms of the rapture and the translation event. Of course, if you're in the tribulation and you just say, Jesus, help me, you know, that's pretty superficial, but he is going to save you and help you because he loves you. And then in heaven, you'll get to know him more. But what I'm saying is this season right now that we're in, this is the season to get real with God. And like Chris just preached it, preach it, because people still think they're still, you know, hiding in shame. And I can say it because I've been saved for 28 years and I did it for most of my Christian walk. So, you know, God, even when I was serving him and on the front lines and being a leader in his church, you know, I did not have the revelation that he was not disappointed in me. And it'll really free you up. And God wants to he wants to get you in a good mood. There's nothing that puts me does that get you in a good mood, Chris, when you know that you're perfect and right standing with God? Does that get you in a good mood?
Oh, like you wouldn't believe. I smile inside and out. You know, it's like a joy that I've never even felt before. I'm just like, you know what? I don't need anybody else to agree with me or not condemn me or feel, you know, anybody's approval to make me feel good, because I have the approval that I need, the approval that I was created to long for is your approval, God, and you do approve of me, so I'm... Everything else is pointless. Everything else means nothing. You know, it's just dust in the wind, you know?
Right. And the thing is, it's like, I'm speechless. I think other people are going to call in and share it. But, you know, it needs to come from more than two voices, okay? People are going to finally believe it. God told me, he said, people need to keep hearing it, Judy. I love when he calls me Judy because that's my alias. But, you know, he said they still think I'm slightly disappointed in them, and it's keeping them from being real with me, you know?
Right.
And anyway, Michelle, are you still on the line?
Yeah, I'm here.
I like what you shared. I don't know. Is there anything more you want to add? It feels like there's a deeper diamond in what you shared. I don't know. Is there anything more to add? You've been having some really cool comments on the videos I've been making, and it sounds like you're pretty deep in this rabbit hole of grace, or you're getting a revelation. Maybe you can share with us.
Okay. Well, I remember that dream occurred Sunday morning, and so then I went to Sunday school that morning, and someone actually asked in the Sunday school class, or the instructor said, that we don't have to be afraid to enter in before, like, we don't have to be afraid of God's judgment as we approach the throne of grace. So it's like they were confirming it my interpretation of my dream was in my Sunday school class. And, yeah, just it definitely gave me the revelation that no matter how distant I feel from God's graces, that he loves me and that and that nothing I can do can really take that away from me. And that each walk, each of our walks is special to him. It's because of what connects us to him. So it's special to him. And so if you say your walk is lame, it's like you're offending God, because that walk is what connects you to him, and he loves you. So you should therefore be thankful you have a walk with God and to just grow in his graces and accept his love.
Exactly.
Yes. Amen.
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 All the callers are on the line right now, so just reminding everyone.
One of the things that will help you guys, that will help free you from that feeling of disappointing God, you know, there's somebody out there that's feeling this and that is afraid. That God is leading you to go public with your crazy story or your crazy faith, and you need to put it out there, and it will free you up, and it will help release that feeling of You know, am I crazy or am I, you know, I don't want people to include me with these nut jobs. You know, don't care about what people think. The only person you have to please is God. That's it. You know, I don't care what Judy thinks of me. I don't care what Jason thinks of me or Katie thinks of me. They can think I'm crazy. I mean, they never would because they're worse than me. You know, but, you know, I'm just kidding, guys. But it's freeing, and it'll release that, you know, that feeling. So, you know, if God puts it on your heart to call in and just say, you know, hey, I'm a nut, you know, and I had this crazy dream that makes no sense, or I had this, you know, feeling that God wanted me to just call in and say thank you or whatever, do it. You know, follow God's instinct, His word, that little gut feeling that you get. That's God speaking to you. You don't realize it.
Well, Chris, I'll share something. I'll share something that has been happening to me, and I'm sure it's been happening to other people. Ever since I've gotten closer to God, you know, I've been attacked through my dreams. And it's been confusing because I don't know if it's from God or from Satan or... You know, I'll go to bed and pray that God will reveal something in my dream, and then when I wake up, I'm like, oh, no, I hope that wasn't from God because that was horrible, you know? And so
yep.
I'll be, like, confused because I'll be like, oh, well, I prayed that God would give me a dream, and then I had that dream, and it just doesn't sit right with my spirit. It's making me kind of depressed. So I'm trying to, like, throw out, you know, what doesn't sit well with my spirit, even if I think it's from God, because I don't think God would give me a dream that would make me feel bad. So, I mean, do you agree with that, Chris?
I agree completely, and I'll give you something that God gave to me, because I have a similar problem. You know, I used to, you guys know, I pray for visions all the time, and I pray for dreams. And one thing I noticed was my dreams kept getting more disgusting, you know, horrifying, just not, they felt like they weren't of God. And I prayed one day, and I was like, Lord, I prayed for dreams, because I used to not remember my dreams at all. You know, I didn't have, you know, I they say you dream all
That's
the time.
That's how I was, Chris, yeah.
Yeah, I would not remember them, and I wouldn't, you know, I'm like, I don't dream. I don't know what you're talking about. I don't dream. Then all of a sudden I start getting dreams. I'm praying for dreams. I start getting the dreams, but they're not dreams that I believe are from God. Well, then I prayed about it one morning, and God says, do you not think that Satan is going to attack you in your dreams and try and manipulate them and make it seem like it's not of me? He says, you have to use discernment and pick out what in that dream was for me and what was planted by Satan to distract you and make you think that dream wasn't from me. You know, that's, you know, so you have to use God's discernment and use the Holy Spirit's discernment, to allow you to pick and choose what in that dream is of Satan and what isn't. You know, and if you can take out the garbage, then there is God speaking to you in that dream.
Wow. Yeah.
And you guys, it's effortless. Dream interpretation is effortless because God will pop it right on you when he needs to tell you. We start getting in strife and stressing out, what's the devil, what's God, blah, blah, blah. I used to do all that. There's an easier way. Just thank God for your dream. Thank you, Lord. I don't care what dream it was. And thank you for revealing what this means. And then just go on about your day. God will show you things. He gave me horrible dreams in 2003 when we were traveling the globe in Australia. Every time we would go to Australia, we went there 3 times, stayed for about a month each time, and I kept having these dreams of Christians being tortured, and they made sausages out of them. It was disgusting, you guys. I even saw the prisons. They were these high-security prisons that they saw your every move. And when I watched one of these corny movies on Netflix about the tribulation, it looked just exactly like the one in my dream in 2003 when I was in Australia. But these dreams were horrible, you know, and so I started rebuking them, thinking they were from the devil to scare me because they scared the heck out of me.
Yeah.
But anyway, what God revealed was that, no, this is what's to come. And so once he, so just rejoice that God gives you dreams, okay? and he'll just reveal things to you. Don't have a spirit of fear. Don't think you have to fight every demon. You guys, Jesus does all the warfare in my life, okay? He does the work. He's your intercessor. He's your fighter. And you can just say, thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus, for revealing what this means. And God did finally reveal, but I had dream after dream about the horrible, torturous camps that are coming. We call them FEMA camps now, but I didn't know about FEMA in 2003. I really didn't. Just rejoice. And you know what? Your king is so powerful that you don't have to sit there and worry about what's the devil, what's me, what's God. You're one with God. This rabbit hole of grace goes really deep. You and God are one. Your thoughts are God's thoughts. And when you really believe that, nothing is going to scare you or even trip you out. You'll never have a bad day ever again in your life. I don't care. I've had days where horrible things came against me, and I can honestly say I did not have a bad day because I responded as Christ responded. Okay, just chillax and, you know, all right, I trust you, God. You know what you're doing. And when you don't let things move you and shake you, and you just pass, I can tell you have that because you have a lot of scenarios. And
it's so simple. If I am in love with Jesus and he is the center of my life and I talk over everything with him, what does it matter what you dream or what happens in the day? You, WWJD, what would Jesus do? That they have a bracelet. We should all have that bracelet. WWJDRRC. Okay. Those little plastic things that are 10 cents you wear on your wrist. Okay. But that's my whole thing is that, Lord, I can talk everything over with you. I know I'm grounded in you. I want your will, whatever it is. And I can't let anything. I went through hell yesterday but I kept my calm and peace through the whole thing.
Yes.
You know, yeah. And yes. I know God is in charge. I've given my life to him. I want to think as he thinks. I want to deal with things as he would deal with them. I want to accomplish. You know what I'm saying? So why would I let anything rob me of that peace? All I have to do is have a talk with him. Same for anybody out there, anybody. Have a talk with your spouse, with your Savior, with your God, your Father. Have a talk with him. Let the Holy Spirit minister you. And he will, so that you're not going to lose your peace. Why would you lose your peace?
Yes.
God knows we have trials and tribulations. The Bible even says you'll enter heaven through many trials and tribulations and that it causes patience within you and courage. You know, so we know we're going to do that, but God overcame the world. He overcame all this, okay? We have no reason to be uptight and upset, but it's getting a soul to that degree of relationship with our Lord that you don't freak out over stuff, no matter what it is. I've had horrible dreams, too, but I love what you said because you just told me what to do. But I don't let anything bother me anyway because I'm so in his love and will, like whatever happens, we're always going to learn lessons, and sometimes through trials and tribulations, and sometimes you have to minister to others, so he's going to use you. He knows he can use us, and you're going to meet sticky people and stuff, but you're going to have the Holy Spirit within you to, in that, just say, Holy Spirit, what do I say to this person? Always, my confessor says, always pray to the Holy Spirit before you do anything. Ask him, and when you meet somebody, you talk on the phone, you ask him, Holy Spirit, what am I to learn from this? What do you want me to say? And be prepared. And all of a sudden, you'll be saying things, and you'll say, who said that? It's God, because you asked him, because you belong to him, because he guides your day. You don't have that stress of, just talk it, and even if you screw up, talk it over with him and say, hey, I think I could have done better, and I'm sorry, and maybe I should try something. And don't get stressed over it. He knows. He knows we're weak. He knows we make mistakes. He knows the enemy's at us. He knows we haven't been loved enough. He knows we have trials and tribulations. Yada, yada, yada. I could say blah, 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 but I'll say yada, yada, yada. But, you know, just talk it over with him. Tell him. And don't be stressed. I refuse to let anything get to me. I don't care what it is, you know. And the enemy knows that too. Like, I don't take any gruff. I just...
Nobody would have guessed that Pat had like a nightmare day in the natural. Because look at her. She comes on the phone the exact same Pat she always is. Happy, carefree, trusting her dad. But you wouldn't have known she had a really horrible trial day. And this is what I'm talking about.
Yeah.
You guys, not only did God tell me that he's charged, he actually told me to laugh at all the trouble.
Yes.
I'm not kidding. This is real. Okay. And now I know all these years later, like 5 years ago, he told me to laugh. And these are things that you don't laugh at. One of my students got raped the day before she came to school. Didn't want to tell anyone.
Yeah.
He's like laughing in my head. I'm offensive. I'm like, how could I laugh right now, God? This is not funny. He's like, do not take on the troubles of this world. I will take care of her. You lead her to me. You don't take on this.
Exactly. That's exactly
trouble.
What you
so,
are,
I mean,
are
you
to do.
I know the things that I see in
yeah.
my job and even personal life. You know, and people would think, how can you keep smiling? Why are you having a good day? Because I heard, I'll tell you, one day, one student came, she got raped the day before, but she didn't want me to tell anyone, and it was horrible how it happened.
Yeah.
The second
yeah.
one, this student told me that her dad beats her, but she doesn't want to say anything because then she'll get put back in foster, and then she doesn't, so she just had to talk to somebody about, you know, the beatings and where and stuff like that. Okay, I'm supposed to be laughing through all this, and God said, yes, lead them to me. This is nothing big. This is nothing new. There's nothing new under the sun. There's no gross, horrible thing that you can't laugh at with God. And the reason why you can laugh is because God already has the victory. So with this laughing inside my head and all this evil, when I don't laugh out loud. Someone tells me they just got raped. I don't go, ha, that's so funny. No. What I'm saying is in my head, I'm laughing with God saying, no, nah, this evil isn't too big for you to do. This isn't too big
right.
for you to take care of. So this keeps me in a calm frame of mind.
Right.
And then I can
and
calmly
can,
hug my students.
Yeah.
And I can,
you can
calmly
help
tell
her.
My student, I said,
yeah.
God loves you and so do I. And
yeah,
forgive,
right.
I told her, forgive them that did
yeah.
this to you. Forgive them. And she cried in my arms. But see, I didn't
trip
out and get all
that's what they need to hear. That's what the whole world needs to hear that. God loves you. God loves you.
Yes.
That's what they need. That's
but
a starve for
further.
That. Starved.
If you're a Christian,
yeah.
if you can actually laugh in the face of adversity, that means that you really trust God. That's what that laughing meant. For 5 years,
yeah.
I have not had a bad day, but I've had some of the most difficult circumstances in my life happen in the last 5 years.
You must,
but,
yes.
Yeah. But you know what? Look at it. God, when me and God laugh together, it all gets taken care of. And you know, laughing is showing God that you're not worried. And God said, worship me by not worrying. He told me one day, he's like, just worship
mm-hmm.
me by, so I don't worry about anything. Someone can call me
either.
And tell me, you know, I understand. This is
I
the worst
either.
Thing ever. And I'm like, yeah, I can
yeah.
laugh at
I don't
it
worry.
If you want. Or,
no.
Yeah.
No.
There it is.
Worrying's like the rocking chair. Gives you something to do, but it sure doesn't get you anywhere. You know, the same thing. You know, just don't.
That's good.
Yeah, don't worry. Don't worry. And Jesus loves it if we're cheerful. If you walk around with a long face and everything, how are you going to attract anybody? But when you're cheerful, people are going to ask you, where is your hope? Why do you have this hope? And he'll give you the words to minister about him, you know, because they want that. The world's going to hell in a handbasket, and you're laughing. I mean, why? How can you do that? Well, 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 let me tell you about somebody.
Because God walks with, and that's what it goes back to the same thing we were talking about earlier.
Yeah.
All God wants from us is to realize that we have a relationship with Him, a
yes.
direct relationship, a direct, you know, it's like Batman with the, you know, the red phone, the governor has the red bat phone, you know, whatever. You know, we have a direct line to God all day, all night, right there with us. You
wireless
know,
connection.
Call the phone. All you got to do
wireless
is just
connection.
Pop some. Walks
yeah.
with us through everything, through the good,
yes.
the bad. You know,
everything,
I gave him a
everything.
Prophecy last night that I would have no worries. You know, that
right.
all my worries are going to be lifted. And I'm like, how's that going to happen? I need
to fly.
I'm up right now, or, you know, I've got this, you know, big problem. He says, you're going to have a new career. All your worries are going to be lifted. You're going to have no problems. Everything that you worried about is going to be gone. Yeah, God is happy that you. You have faith. He's
yes.
happy with your faith, and he's happy
yes.
that you just walk with him, and you don't. I
yes.
don't care. You know, I
yes.
just don't care. Whatever happens, happens.
Whatever gifts and talents you have here, he's going to use that up there. So whatever you're a carpenter, aren't you? I mean, there's
yes.
mansions to be built, and all these people like from Marion's Dreams. All their gifts and talents were used up there, every one of them. So you're never going to be without something to do. And everybody's laughing up there a lot. They just laugh all the time. Everyone's happy. There's so much happiness, you know. So we should try to bring heaven to earth by being happy, by being, you know, in the Lord and bringing others to Him. Let them see that joy in us, and they will want that too. Who doesn't want what we have? Come on. We got to make sure we give it to them. Yeah.
That's it. Bottom line, he doesn't want us to fear him. He wants us to love him.
There's
you know,
a holy fear. There's a holy fear.
God,
yeah,
blah, blah,
but,
blah,
there's, but don't be afraid.
God pour
yeah.
out his wrath on you for
yeah.
for setting a false date. God could care less about what day we say he's coming. He's just laughing and happy and smiling, going, my bride longs to see my face. They
teaches
long
our eagerness.
To escape the evil. They long to be with me in peace and love and joy with me all day and all night.
Yeah,
you know,
exactly.
That's all he cares about.
Exactly, exactly, yeah. Yeah, he sees our eagerness. He knows how hungry we are to be with him. And every day, you know, he's woken us up. That's what he's doing. He's waking us up. It's not about it is always now. I mean, we're right smack dab in the season, and we're right at the door. But he'll decide when he's going to open that door or give us wings to fly. You know, but every day we have more souls we can reach. We rest in his mercy and love and happiness, and we give that to others. And you don't fret about it. I could care less what the date is. I'm just so happy with him and so happy to be on this. He's always telling me, he says, share, share, share. He says, all of us, you can't imagine the souls that you're reaching and who are waking up. And maybe it's the first time in their life they're going to come to me because of what they're hearing, what we're doing. He loves this radio show. Oh, my God, he loves this church. He loves it because you're reaching souls who otherwise might stay in their shell and won't come out and won't believe what we're telling them, that to have a relationship. Don't be afraid. You know, just like I read last night, that I'm going to read you something beautiful in a while. He says, take the first steps. I'll do the rest. Just take the first steps. You know, so anybody out there, don't be afraid. Just talk to him.
You don't
have to glance.
You don't have to be like Pat and Chris and myself, where we've known the Lord for a whole bunch of years. I'm telling you, you could be like my 10-year-old and know him for less than 5 minutes and get this deep with God, you guys.
Exactly.
I'm trying to tell you, it's all about belief. If you really believe, then you go right there in an instant. That's what I'm trying to say. It's like, it's that scandalous. It's a scandal. This is all for free. The world gives nothing for free. And you can get right up in the Holy of Holies if you believe you're there. It's all a matter of if you believe that the devil can attack you, then he will, because he works on deception. So then you're going to be having demonic attacks all day. People that have demonic attacks all day, I laugh at them. I'm like, okay, have fun fighting your demons. And then I don't really listen to the things they say, because I know that they're not. Listen,
you know that you know that you know.
To live, you guys.
Yeah.
All right?
You know that you know. And you can deal with all the stuff.
You can fight the devil and rebuke this and rebuke that all day long. Are you kidding? That's like a lower way to live. If you want to live in the highest realm.
That's exactly.
You don't even like have to talk about a demon. It's like God.
Yeah.
You can say demon and laugh, because you guys.
Well,
God has defeated all of it.
Look what the one did last night. He went over, who was it, Luca or what, said, I wanted to see in the spirit. So he saw this tall demon standing, and he went over, he gave him the bird, and he walked away, and he just rebuked him, you know. I mean, whoa, okay. But that's what he did, you know, like, I don't want anything to do with you. And you could say, get out in the name of Jesus, just get out of here. I don't want anything to do with you. You made your bed and lie in it. I mean, I go off. I mean, God has to shut me up because, you know, I really get them pissed. I do, because I just go off. I say, and I tell them all kinds of things, like, you know, how could you make that choice, and how could you leave God? He's the only thing you need, and what's the matter with you? You're crazy, you know, and I have nothing to do. Get away from me. I'm covered in the blood of Christ. You can't touch me, and just get out of here and leave me alone. I have nothing to do with you, and you have nothing to do with me. So talk firmly, because he was in us is stronger than he was in the world. You've got to believe that with all your heart, you know. And we'll sit in judgment of the demons. That's what I somewhere in the Bible it says.
We will sit in judgment of the angels anymore because you know, the way I feel, you know, if a demon wants to come around me, or, you know, any kind of, you know, I'm like, well, you're hanging out with me, then you're hanging out with Jesus, so enjoy it.
Even at the name of Jesus, they will flee. Even at the name of Jesus,
they will go.
Yeah.
This is what the church is supposed to be, is people that have a real walk with God all day of every day.
Amen.
Not anything, you know, just the everything, you know, everything I do, everything I say, everything I think.
Yes.
I think. WWJD, what would Jesus do? What would he think of this?
That's how your life is.
I'm talking to him all day.
Exactly.
I'm talking to him while I'm working. I'm, you know, I'm like, You know,
Amen.
I'm in a relationship with him, and that
Amen.
Is what he cares about. He knows we might set a wrong date or say something stupid.
He's acclimating us. He's acclimating us.
You know, that isn't exactly biblical. He knows that's going to happen. Why does he know that's going to happen? Because he created us. Because he made us. And we're not perfect. And we're not ever going to be perfect. And he doesn't want our perfection. He wants our love.
Yeah, it's about love.
He wants
it's about
us
love.
To talk to him.
Our love, our surrender, our faith, our trust, everything. That he's our daddy, he's our spouse, he's our everything love. And he's there in our life and he's going to take care of us. I have such peace. You know, I went to Mass today and I had communion. Do you know the first, and I know it's from talking to you guys, I know you've done something to me or God's done something to me through you, because I was so happy. I never had that joy in church before. And everybody I looked at, I had no judgment, no nothing. I just felt all this love for everyone and smiled at everyone. That is something new in me. You know, usually I'm not down or anything, but I was so alive. I was so in love with everybody. And that's because what he's doing, because I'm listening to how merciful he is. Yeah.
Good.
Hey, guys, I have a really powerful word that I'm going to share from Amanda. Do you all watch Amanda Lynn?
Yes.
She has a very powerful word, and it really helped me, and I know it'll help us. So I'm going to read it real fast. You all ready?
Okay.
Yes, go, honey.
Okay.
Yeah?
Can you hear me, sweetie? When you're done reading that, can we have, if Tori's on the phone or Michelle's on the phone, if they can lead us in communion. And,
perfect.
And then let's play telephone since it's Sunday. That'd be kind of fun.
Okay.
Okay.
All right. Here's the word. My dear children, time is perfected and in order as it should. As my son nears to retrieve you, expected onslaught of attacks done by Queen of Hell. She sent forth her helpers to pull down the fivefold ministry and the gifts that you use. Satan is sending his higher ranked demons to come against you. Do not tolerate these. Recognize it. It is here to destroy you. Stay in me and my word and allow me to cover you at this time. I renounce every army from every rank to be working against you. Greater is my son that is in you. Sorry, she kind of wrote some of this misspelling. Greater is my son that is in you against the dart Satan throws at you. Can you withstand? Have I not ordained you and chose you out from the world and to stand up to the wicked one? Do not be like Ahab, lazy and slothful. I will reveal things to you if you stay in me and my word. Children, I am for you, not against you. There is no weapon in hell that can destroy you or will prosper. Fear not, for I am with you, and woe to those who do not know. Deception is already here. Spiritual realms have already collided. The veil has been lifted. Things will come to pass as I have prophesied. Stay grounded and do not be like Jezebel or tolerate her. Will I find you ready? Be at peace within yourself, for I am coming, not delaying. Look up, I am drawing nigh.
Oh, wow. Oh, wow. It's everywhere. There are so many getting such similar messages. I see them online. You know, I read a few, and it's like incredible. We're in the season. He's on his way. I mean, as I said, if it was just 20 of us, it would be like, but there's too many. There's too many getting the same message.
Well, I don't know if you guys ever follow a channel called Yankee Girl.
I've heard of it.
And I honestly think she's the RCC Australia branch. You know, she knows it's coming. She's, you know, she just put a video out today, you know, about,
wow.
You know, how, you know, I know that this is happening because it's the time, it's here. And this guy last night, the prophesied over me, this guy is a traveling evangelist prophet, you know, and he, I don't even think he realized that he was prophesying that I was going to, everything he was saying was going to be my job in the trip, you know, I don't even think he realized it. There's the, that's the only, everything that he said that was going to happen to me, I'm sitting there and I'm thinking, okay, how is God going to cure my financial worries, cure my worries about my children and their salvation, cure my, you know, hating my career and wanting a new career, make me a leader of leaders and a trailblazer for creating a new church? How is God going to do all of this within a very short time, this guy said? You know, and how is that all going to happen like this unless we get raptured and I come back and all this is given, in a tribulation job? You know,
hey,
that's
we're gonna
communion
I'm now.
Giggling. I'm like,
we're gonna do
that's
communion.
My trib job you're talking about.
Right.
Let's do communion,
Michelle.
Do you
want to
do it?
She's not on the phone. So, Chris, go ahead and leave for a quick communion, and then we're going to start telephone because there's not much time left.
Oh, okay. Hold on, let me grab my Bible. I thought Corey was going to lead us in communion. I think I would keep this mark for, you know, or write it down or something. Okay. All right, everybody ready?
Okay.
Yeah, let's go for it.
Okay. Wait a minute. Where's that here? One body meant. Oh, I'm in the wrong. There it is. Okay. For I received from the Lord what I also passed unto you. Lord Jesus, on the night he was betrayed, took bread. He had given thanks. He broke it and said, "This is my body, which is for you. Do this in remembrance of me." We take his body. Break in remembrance of him, and we eat.
What are you saying, Sophie?
In the same way, after supper, he took the cup, saying, "This cup is the new covenant in my blood. Do this whenever you drink it." Drink together. Amen. Pat, you want to pray?
Yes, I'm gonna go from this this disc. It says you are, huh? You want me to read, honey?
Go in your room.
Okay. You are beautiful beyond description, too marvelous for words, too wonderful for compensation, like nothing ever seen or heard. Who can grasp your infinite wisdom? Who can fathom the depth of your love? You are beautiful beyond description, majesty. Enthroned above. I stand in awe of you. I stand in awe of you. Holy God, to whom all praise is due, I stand in awe of you. So there's a little prayer for everyone.
Amen.
I have a beautiful...
Hey,
yeah.
Is Luca on the line? Luca?
Luca?
I mean, all the numbers are on the line, so it must not be.
We might have to mute something because there's a lot of noise in the
background. Is that
the
closest line?
There we go. There we go. Okay. Already? Is that better? Bud?
Okay.
Immediately.
We're here.
Okay.
I think Pat had more to share, but I don't know.
Pat, was she... let's see. Pat, I'm sorry. Did I cut you off? Sorry.
Pat, was she...
Mighty, fighter, diligent, persistent. Is that how? All right, everyone can share. You're on the line, so.
Well, I get
it. Go ahead. Roman says, God says you're a warrior and a leader, and he's proud of your service for him. God told Judy that he loves you the way he made you. He's the strength of the boat, a warrior angel. Six, I'll put you on if you have something to say.
Roman, God is showing me right now that he told me I'm going to be revealing things to you. And so be ready. He's going to be revealing secrets of the kingdom to you, Roman. Hallelujah. Oh, let's get Tressie next. Let's get Tressie and then Bill. Is Chris unmuted, Katie?
Yeah.
Okay. Feel free to share, Chris.
Oh, okay. I was just, the mute kept hit. It was muted, then unmuted, then muted. So
well,
I
yeah,
was
there's this
it.
Weird noise. It's like a coughing noise. I didn't know what that was, so.
I don't know. Maybe
I just had one for Roman that, you know, God said his work has only begun. He's not even, he hasn't even really scratched the surface yet. God just is telling me that, you know, what he's doing, what he's seeing and doing now, is barely, you know, a glimpse of what he's got in store for him.
Amen. Thank you. Roman, did you hear that? I'm sure he did. He's listening. Let's get Tressie next.
Tressie, the Lord is very happy with your humor. That you keep things, you can keep things light even through a dark time. He's grateful for that. It shows his light through you.
beautiful spirit.
Judy, I was just getting the same thing that Tressy, you know, he's thankful, he's grateful that you believe in him without seeing, you know, his you know, when I was watching Son of God last night, he gave a word that just touched me like, you know, nobody's business, and I knew it was, you know, and it's in there, it's right in Scripture, you know, blessed are those who believe without seeing. You know, he's thankful that you believe and your faith is so strong that you don't have to see miracles or believe dreams that you have or visions or hear special, you know, words. He doesn't have anything to prove to you that he's so grateful for those of us that just love him without proof and love him regardless of whether we see or feel or anything, that we just love him no matter what, just because he is who he is. And he's thankful for that.
I just saw a flash picture of Tressie and his bird flying up to heaven.
Yeah.
That was cool. God's showing me Tressie will fly with his birds. I bet their wings are clipped, but when God comes, they won't be clipped. Well, let's move on to Bill. Bill can always listen to this. I'm not sure if he's hearing this right now. So if anyone gets anything in chat, we will definitely read it out loud for Bill. Bill's an amazing believer. I think he's been saved like 40 years, and he's a warrior. He's part of our rapture-centric family. Oh, there's Bill. He's there. Okay, let's get Bill, guys. Let's get him good.
He's thankful that you make him first in your life above all else, that you put him above everything.
Strong leader, fighter. He's proud of you. You've blessed a lot of people. You're one special person, different from the rest. You love your sister.
Okay, this one's funny. This one's funny. Bill, God told me to tell you, go ahead and do it. So I don't know what it has to do with, but I just heard God say, go ahead and do it. So, Bill, whatever it is God told me to tell you, go ahead and do it. Someone's getting the word thankful. Jesus is thankful for Bill. He was his pride and joy. Bill told me to tell you, go ahead and do it. Yep, Judy said that already. Six, two, six. 973.
Yes.
Y'all are back on.
Okay. This is a very special soul. Oh, wow. Very special.
Bill, God is showing me that he's very appreciative of you for your work in his kingdom, and he told me he has much more to reveal to you. And, he tells me you're a leader. And, yeah, he just, again, I get feelings. I'm getting the feeling of his love for you and his passion for you. So it's hard to describe
yeah.
it, but I.
Yeah, right,
we play
exactly.
This game, yeah, sometimes yeah. we play this game, it goes into my actual physical body, and I can feel God's passion for you.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm
mm-hmm.
feeling it really strong. Like,
mm-hmm.
he very much loves you and is pleased with you. And are you getting that same feeling, Pat?
Yeah, you can't find words for it. It's like he's going to be close to him in his kingdom. I mean, he's not going to keep you too far from the from the hand there. You know what I'm saying? And you're going to be powerful in the kingdom of God. I mean, when you're up there, you're going to be, talking to others and being with others and just he's going to show you off and here and up there. He's going to show you off. Yeah. You're very special. I mean, you can't always put it into words, but he's very close to you. More than words can really say. I mean, sometimes you just can't find words. But you're a very special soul, very special. He can depend on you. He can count on you. You'll do whatever he wants because you love him. Your love is genuine, and that makes God very, very, very happy.
I am.
Mighty in the kingdom of God.
Yeah. And I feel compelled to pray for Bill's wife. So I don't even know anything about her. But, Lord, we thank you for Bill's precious wife, who you love dearly and who you hold in the palm of your hand. God bless his wife. God bless their unity. God bless their household. God bless and perfect everything that concerns Bill and his wife. Holy Spirit of mighty Jehovah God, fall gently and sweetly on the both of them today in a way they have never felt before. I pray
yeah.
for it. Oh, Lord, yay. Oh,
yeah,
I'm feeling
yeah.
that. Lord, thank you,
yeah.
Jesus. Just the peace, the dove of peace, fall over them. The dove of peace, fall over Bill and his beautiful wife, whatever her name is. You can tell me in the chat room, but... the dove of peace, he's showing me, is falling over you and her. Hallelujah.
Beautiful.
And your work. I pray for your job. I'm feeling God saying, cover. Father God, we thank you for that same peace that covers Bill's work environment. Hallelujah. Peace, peace,
yeah.
peace.
Yeah. Amen. This is a special soul. Oof. Oh, boy. Yeah. Faithful for a long time and bringing other souls to God and not worry about anything.
Well, God, I pray that if it's possible for Bill to feel what I'm feeling right now, I pray that you would just overwhelm his five senses with your pleasure and your peace surrounding him and Gail and his work environment as well. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen.
Okay. So who wants
beautiful.
Who wants telephone?
I don't want telephone, but I really am. I'm feeling, and this is like three times tonight that I've got this. That I put it out earlier. God, there's somebody listening that God is telling you to call in, and you need to submit and call in for whatever He's telling you to call in for. He wants you to call in. So whoever it is, you know, just listen to the Lord. He really, you know. That's what he's telling me. He keeps telling me there's somebody listening that's scared to call in for some reason. I don't know if it's scared of persecution or scared of disbelief or what, but God's telling me that you need to call in, so do it.
Don't be afraid.
Praise God.
Praise God. Don't be afraid.
I didn't even think about that.
Thank you, Chris.
Yeah, Sadie's laying down.
Lord, I'm feeling like a strong spirit of prayer. Like, I don't know. Let's pray. God, we thank you for your goodness over this rapture-centric church. God, we thank you that you're free to do whatever you want to do, God. We love you, Jesus. We thank you, Father. We love you. We worship you, God. You're amazing and you're wonderful and you're good and you're funny and you're our everything, Lord, and we love you. We invite you to have your way.
Amen.
Thank you for your love, Lord. Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you, Jesus. We're all yours.
Pounding.
Everyone on here.
Lord, we thank you for Sister Stacy. We thank you for Stacy, Lord, and her family and her children. We thank you for Stacy, Father. We lift her up to you. We lift Stacy up to you, Father, high and lifted up, high above with you in heavenly places where she's seated, God. We pray for her strength, for her joy to be complete in every trial she goes through until you come to take us, Lord. We thank you for strengthening Stacy and her family and her children. We thank you, God, for giving her, in the midst of her trials, light heart because you're in charge. We thank you, God, that the dove of peace resides over Stacy and her children and her entire household.
Stacy, if you're listening, dear, you know, call it and we'll pray with you, sweetheart, because you're not alone in anything.
She's in the chat room, Pat.
Oh, she is. Okay. Okay.
She's listening, so if you
yeah, tell her we love her. We love her so much. You know, we're praying for her, you know, and just talk it over with the Lord, honey. Talk it over with the Lord. I'm sure you do, but
just
have a nice chat with him. Yeah, give it to him.
They're all meaningless. Everything here is meaningless. Give the trials to him. None of these trials matter, you know. I mean, I've got stuff going on that you guys know. I mean, you guys don't even know. I don't even share it. I mean, I've shared some of it. I've got much more. I don't even care. I laugh at people when they try me. You know, when they give me, and they throw trials at me and they try and scare me with things of this world. I laugh at them. It's a joke.
Because you're secure in the Lord. You're secure in the Lord. You don't let this stuff, you know, bring you down, because you know what the answers are, so you don't let it bother you, you know. So whatever you're going through, Chris, I cover with his precious blood and holy wounds, that you always have the answers and the peace and the faith to just get through everything and not let anything bother you. You know, you do always what the Lord wants you to do, and that's what we do. We do what the Lord wants us to do, and that's our peace, no matter what anybody thinks, no matter what they do. You know, we pray for them, and we stay with the Lord, what he wants, his will.
Amen.
And that's our peace. That's our peace, no matter what.
Amen.
Yeah. Yeah, no matter what. Jesus, what would you have me think, say, and do? You know, just, he'll let you know. And you'll have
peace. He controls it all.
He does. Once you give it to him.
And for us to,
yes.
us to not believe and not have faith, then we don't believe in his word. Because he tells us that he walks with us through every trial, through every tribulation. He came to this earth and walked as a man. Not as a king, not as a glorified,
he sacrificed his glory.
You know, he didn't come, and have people bowing to his feet. You know, he came as a servant of us to walk with us through our to show that he understands us and our trials of life, and that they are meaningless because we are destined for something greater. We are destined to walk in greatness with him, and we will rule and reign with him. You know, he will bestow upon us things that we don't even have a clue of. None of this matters. It's like when you leave from if you're going from preschool to being a senior in college, for your master's degree. Like that's what we're about to experience. It is a jump from that level. This preschool stuff is nothing. You know, worrying about this and that and worrying about who said what and all this drama. And I watch the drama in the church, and it's a joke. I laugh at it. It's a joke. None of it matters. That's what he wants. That's what he wants rid of. And he's going to come fix it all very soon. It's going to be set right, and this church is going to be woken up. They're going to have a revival, and they're all going to see that your drama and your games and your and all your crap that you try and throw at people and the garbage religious spirits are going to be broken and broken down. The spirits of the Pharisees that will walk the earth when Jesus, in Jesus' day, all these spirits of people selling books. You watch, I watched a great, Leah text me and tell me about this great vid that came out. I watched it, and of course, if you want to know the whole story, donate $40 to get my book.
I know.
Jesus walked into the church and flipped over the tables of the money changers, and all that is about to end. And you all realize, even those of you that love God and are touched by God, but still use his knowledge that he is gracious enough to bestow these messages upon you to share with mankind, and you dare to put a price tag on it? You dare to put a price tag on the knowledge that he gave you to share with us to save souls, and you put a price tag on the if you don't have the money, you're not getting saved. God rebukes that. In Jesus' name, he rebukes that, and you are about to get your eyes opened real fast. You're all about to see, and you're about to know what you, yes, you are anointed by God. Yes, you walk with God, and he loves you just like he loves us. But that disgusts him, and he's about to show you that, and he's about to show you how sick that makes him. And you're about to get your eyes open real fast. Sorry.
No, that's okay.
Okay, guys, let's lift up Tana. She's in the chat room, Tana. She's an amazing rapture-centric believer who cannot wait to poof out of here, and she's wonderful. Let's lift her up. Let's see what God has to say to her. Thank you, Chris. That was a good rant.
Sorry.
Yeah, no, don't be sorry. Faithful, faithful bride. Joy to my heart.
You have nothing to live up to in my eyes, Tana. Speaking, that's from God. He doesn't, you know, you don't have to live up to a certain standard that you seem to hold yourself to in God's eyes. You don't have to meet that standard.
Lean on my heart and just feel my embrace.
I have lifted you through many trials and carried you because I love you. I think you're beautiful, and your harvest has come, and you shall reap many rewards.
Amen. Beautiful soul. I am by your side listening to every word. Lose yourself in the abyss of my heart.
Thank you for walking with me, for thinking of me at all times.
I'm feeling like God wants to encourage the entire rapture-centric church right now with words that he wants to give the church, the entire church as a whole. So now we'll go from giving specific words to individuals to the entire body. So anyone on the phone that is getting a word, it's for the entire body. Please share.
My true warriors of truth.
Same thing I've been saying for 4 hours now. God is so thankful that he has believers like us that will just walk with him regardless of persecution, regardless of disbelief and doubt, that we believe in him no matter what, and we walk in faith, knowing that we walk with our God. We walk with Jesus Christ, and we walk with him as our husband, as our father, as our aunt and uncle, whoever you put on a pedestal. He is the only pedestal that we adore, and that is it. He is so grateful to have a flock of believers that believe like that in him, and have true love for him, the the way it was meant to be.
Yeah. He's grateful for sharing his love with others. In meeting us, we're meeting him.
Thankful for no judgment. No one holds anyone in judgment for anything they do here, and that is one of the most pleasing things to him, is to see people not walk in judgment of any other human being, to leave the judgment to him like we were supposed to.
We bring heaven to earth. People can find direction and guidance and hope through our words.
Roman just had one in the chat. This church is special, big, powerful, loud. Many will know about you. Amen, Roman.
You'll bring souls to me.
Can you guys hear me okay, Pat?
Yeah, honey. Go ahead.
My rapture-centric church is saving a nation. There's not going to be any more years left here, but you, rapture-centric church, will be written in the history books of the world.
Wow.
And God is saying, your love, God's telling me, your love for me and anticipation of my coming is a sign and a wonder to all people on the earth, believers, unbelievers. It is a sign and a wonder that you've captured my heart and I've captured your heart. It is a sign and a wonder to all who listen in, and you have truly changed a nation and saved a nation, and rejoice, your reward is great. Believe that I'm coming to get you today and be happy. I'm coming.
Amen. Thank you, Jesus. Whatever we can do, my love for you, we will do it. Whatever soul we can get for you, we will get it. Whatever we can do, whatever encouragement, will be your love to everybody. No judgments, just kindness and sweetness and family. We're family. People will get the sense what our heavenly family is through us, always. So don't be afraid to call in, guys. Who's ever out there, because we can help you through Jesus. Jesus in us will help you. You have to believe that, because we are totally surrendered to him, and we believe he speaks through us, and we'll speak for him. And if this is not a pride thing or an ego thing or anything, this is communion with the Creator like we're supposed to have, and we, and the total sincerity of our hearts, are reaching out to you to love you, to help you, to bring you into his kingdom, that you're no longer a slave of the enemy, but that you will be, you know, God's child, and you will enjoy eternal happiness. And we are desperate for you. Maybe, you know, you have to, I can't tell you enough how much I just want to reach every person out there, the whole world, and get them into the arms of God and have you go that way and, you know, find peace. I can't stress that enough. None of us can stress that enough. So, you know, we love you, and we're here, and you need anything, we'll... You want counsel, you want encouragement, you want a hug, a spiritual hug. Just, you know, it's here. It's here. It's here. This is God's working. This is God's doing. And we're reaching out for him and with him to you. So, you know, don't be afraid.
Just if you're calling for money, call Jason Chambers.
Oh, that's great.
Amen.
If you're needing more than this church service, there's generous people here who have offered to give out their numbers to be a friend to you. We have Chris, and Chris's number is 814-807-4422, right, Chris?
Yep, that's right.
And Jason's number is 316-833-1499. And put your number in the chat room if you want to share your number. And Cuco's number is 503-816-4624. And fellowship with the Lord, fellowship with each other. He's so pleased with this church. This church is going poof today. So rejoice. That's some good news. Rejoice.
Rejoice.
Amen.
Rejoice.
Be grateful for our childlike faith. You know, just honest. I mean, it can't get any better than that. We believe like children. You know, we
exactly.
Just, you
exactly.
Know,
we love reach
him
out.
Regardless. We don't get mad when tomorrow gets up. You know, and if we wake up tomorrow and we're not gone, we don't get
keep
mad
on
at
keeping.
Him. We don't. You know, once in a while we'll throw a little bit of a temper tantrum, maybe. We're right back at him, and we never stop loving him, regardless. You know, if he tells us tomorrow, and we wake up tomorrow, and, you know, the date's coming past, we don't stop believing that it's going to be that same day. You know, and he's so grateful for that childlike faith, that amazing, you know, just love regardless. It's so pleasing.
Amen. We're here for you.
So, all right. Well, let's finish off. Let's play our rapture retard game. Tell us, confess what you've done to prove that you're a rapture retard. Let's have some fun here. Let's end it on a laughing note. So you know you're a rapture retard. Yes.
I'll say the same one I say every time, sitting in the tub right now. You know,
I thought I heard water.
Water. Sitting in the tub all the time.
Oh, say hello to Rubber Ducky. You walk around all day looking up, you know. You're looking up all the time. You just automatically looking up.
You know,
and then everybody's looking up and they're wondering, what the heck are you looking at?
Channel.
I'm looking for Jesus. I dare you to say that. What are you looking at? Like a nutcase, you know, walking around. That's funny. Can you imagine if there was a bunch of us everywhere in every country and they go around looking up and the whole world starts looking up? And I don't know what they're looking for, but we do. What a sight.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, Jesus is looking down like, why are all these people looking up? He would laugh. Oh, my gosh. He would get here real soon, too. Like, whoa, I better do this quick. They're all looking up.
They're
looking at
UFOs.
Oh, Lord. Do you ever do that? If you look up, you're in the parking lot and there's a bunch of people around, and maybe you see something in the sky and you're looking up automatically. What do people do? They look up. They look up. Oh, you can have fun with that one. What are you looking for? We're looking for Jesus. He's coming. And just see the reaction. Oh, my gosh. They'd be speechless. Because secretly in their heart they're looking for him too, but they're too shy to say anything. You could really start something crazy.
Okay, Roman says, you know, You know you're a rapture retard if you lie on your bed and stare at the wall for 20 minutes trying to see angels. You know you're a rapture retard, Michelle says, if every loud noise makes you think he is coming. You know
that's
you're
true.
A rapture retard. Stacy says, you wake up and you are still shocked that you are on this planet. I know that
yeah.
one, Stacy.
Oh, wow.
I wake up and I cannot believe I'm still here. This is so crazy.
No, you're a rapture retard when you just spent the past 2 hours of this show wondering if Luca and Jason beat you to the rapture because they haven't been here all night.
Uh-huh.
You know you're a rapture retard if you stay in your pajamas all day and can't wait for the blog talk shows.
Hey, that sounds good.
No, you're a rapture retard if you clean your house and do your laundry so when you disappear you won't be called a slob.
Oh, that's a good one. That's a good one.
Oh my god.
Oh.
You know you're a rapture retard if every light in your room makes you think it's angels.
Oh, sometimes they are.
Okay, this one I can relate to. Paula says, you know you're a rapture retard when you give up your life and just wait. That's what I did.
Yes.
I give up everything. It's 108
yes.
days. And I've given up everything, my most favorite biking. I'm a cyclist.
Yep.
I gave that up. I'm waiting. I gave my job up.
Yeah.
I'm waiting.
Yeah.
All I do is wait. And I was a type A goal-oriented person, always busy to sitting here waiting for Jesus to come. So I'm definitely a rapture retard.
I'm type B, so it's not hard for me to wait around for him.
That's good, Pat. Oh, my God, here's a good one. You know you're a rapture retard when you keep smiling and piss off everyone around you. That's the truth.
Oh, yeah. There you go. Someone was talking about that last night.
You know you're a rapture retard if you're scared to sit on the toilet in case you get taken on the toilet.
Oh, yes. Yes, because I'm 70 and I'm on the toilet a lot. No. I don't usually talk like that, but I couldn't resist. Don't get old, guys. You have problems.
Good one, Pat. You know,
no, I do. I race off to get off, I guess, because that's a terrible way to go. I mean, to go, right? Yeah, that could bother you, you know. Or if I'm in the middle of getting dressed and I got to cover myself up fast. It's like I dress fast in case anything happens.
That's hilarious. That is so funny.
But it's true.
Well, I guess you know you're a rapture retard if you don't even care if you go naked, because I'm ready to go all the time.
You're a guy. Well,
I don't care.
Well, I think, listen, when we go up, we're immediately put into a white robe, I think, so that's cool. That's good.
God is a rapture retard. God is a rapture retard. God is rapture-centric because he's the one that told me in my kitchen months ago, he goes, you're so rapture-centric, and he started laughing at me. And then the other morning, a couple mornings ago, he said, you're such a rapture retard.
We
God's
are.
The one, God's the one that made up these terms, and God's the one that made up this game, and God loves it when we play this game. He's the
of
one
course.
That made it up. He's the one that told me. One morning he said he wanted us to play this game at church. He said he wanted us to play this rapture game. It really wasn't my idea, you guys. It was really
it's
God.
Funny.
He really said
it's
to me
funny,
one morning,
though.
He goes,
it
he told me, he goes,
funny.
Such a rapture retard.
Yeah, it's so funny. It is so funny. I mean, that is true, what we're saying. No, I go out in the park. I look up. I do. I automatically look at the clouds, you know, and I guess people must think, what is she looking at, you know? One of these days I'm going to say, oh, I'm looking for Jesus, you know. I just see the reaction. Oh, my gosh. I mean, you can talk in the theater. I can talk in the parking lot.
Amen. Amen. Okay, everybody, have a great
we'll talk
day.
Tomorrow.
See you guys in here. Yeah, we love
you. Okay.
Bye.
Love you all.
Bye. Bye.
Bye.
Love you, everybody. Love
have a good
you,
night, everybody.
Love you, sweeties. Okay.
Bye.
Bye.